Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Good morning. I'm so glad you joined us today. You know, we're continuing with not being under the law. What does it actually mean for us? Are we free to just sin? The Bible says the wages of sin is death. And that death consists of all the miseries that comes from sin. It's a spiritual law. This is a spiritual law that God put into effect before the foundation of the world. So when you do something wrong, there are consequences that you will face, but not the kind of consequences that's going to get Jesus to turn his back on you. Let's now join the service.
If you have got sin consciousness, you're not going to run to God. You're going to hide and run from God. You're not going to believe God wants to help you. You're not going to believe anything. And then the devil's going to take this lie even further. Let me tell you what he's going to start doing to you. Now when things start going wrong in your life, you're going to think it's God. But we all have, right? God, why are you doing this to me? Why are you doing this to me? Is it because of my sin? Now hold on a second. God punished Jesus for my sin. That means I'm not going to be punished for my sin. Let me tell you what, if you don't receive Jesus, you're going to have to face the enemy for all of eternity and pay for that sin. You're going to have to pay yourself if you don't receive Jesus for that sin over and over and over and over and over for eternity again. Do you understand? But the fact that Jesus has paid the full price for your sin, you don't have to pay for the sin any longer. This still doesn't give us a ticket to sin. Amen. When you understand the consequences of what Jesus did, do you understand? When you understand what Jesus did for your life, you'll fall more in love with him. And the more in love with him you fall, the less you will find yourself sinning. And being born again, I know that if you're born again, I know that when you do something wrong and you sin, I know if you're born again, immediately your own heart convicts you. Immediately, oh God, why did I do that? How many of you ever been there? That's a good sign. That's a really good sign. But if you can do all you're doing and nothing, we got a problem. You might want to check your salvation out. Amen. Now, another scripture in Genesis, Cain killed Abel. Recall that? And then he says, his blood's crying out to me. What have you done to your brother? He says, am I my brother's keeper? He says, no, but his blood's crying out to me. You see, the blood speaks. Oh, no, you don't understand that. The blood speaks. It's on a frequency you won't hear in the natural realm, but in the spiritual realm, there's a frequency that is speaking. Amen. It's like a whistle for a dog. When you blow a certain whistle, you can't hear it, but that dog can hear it. The blood speaks. That's why God said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked way, then I will hear from heaven. What's he hearing from heaven? The blood of Jesus. The blood of the Lamb is saying they are saved. They're children of ours. They're born again. That's what I believe is happening. The blood speaks a different frequency, but it speaks. Amen. And then he said to Cain, he said, Cain, watch out that you don't sin. He said, because the devil is creeping. He's sitting at your door. He's sitting at your door. He's waiting for that door to open enough so he can get in. And his desire is to take control of your life. I'm telling you, when you get into sin and you don't check it and you don't repent of it, you'll end up doing more and more and more, and eventually it'll be controlling your life and you'll end up in trouble. So sin, I believe, gives the enemy an opportunity to start messing with my lunch. And then we say, God, why are you doing this to me? All good gifts and all perfect gifts comes down from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. James 1:17 says that, right? Only good, only perfect gifts come from God the Father, not cancer, not bankruptcy. Now, God will allow you to do your own thing. When you just override the Holy Spirit, and I'm doing what I want to do because I want to do it and I want to do it now, he'll just say, okay, have at it. We get ourselves into situations. We get ourselves into situations. And then we'll blame the most amazing God the only God. We'll blame God. Yeah. Amen. But he says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You see, when you sin, the Bible says you have an advocate with the Father. That's Jesus the Christ. Amen. And he's interceding for us day and night, night and day. Do you understand? Jesus, our high priest, is interceding for us. We have an advocate with the Father. So when I sin, I bring that before the throne and I say, Father God, forgive me for having done this thing. I ask you, I repent of it, which means I do a 180. I turn from it. I stop doing it. Now, I know a lot of us have asked 100 times for the same thing. As long as you're asking with the right heart and you're trying harder, now you need to get the grace involved and let the Holy Spirit help you. You can't do without the Holy Spirit. You have to get the help of the Holy Ghost. Your willpower will never make it work. How many of you tried? And tried. And tried. And tried. And the worst thing about it is your willpower, after you keep blowing it and blowing it and blowing it, you feel worse. And you say things like this, you stupid idiot. I've heard you. I've heard you saying it. You're a fool. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. And so he says there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So when condemnation comes, it's not from God. It is not from God. It's from your own heart or it's from the devil. But it's not from God. Amen. And then look what he says here. Now, a lot of scriptures, the King James says this, but I think 85 or 90% of the scriptures don't include this because it wasn't in the original text. I haven't got it written down yet because I'm in the English Standard Version. There is therefore now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. It says that in the King James. How many of you got a King James? Right? And you see it says that. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Okay, now there's a problem here. It's not in the original text. So if you look at 89 or 95% of the other translations that are out there, it doesn't include that. Over here, what it's saying, if you read that with who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, that means if I sinned, then I've got condemnation. Because I obviously walked after the flesh. Come on. If you're walking according to the Spirit, you're not going to sin. Is that right or is that wrong? I mean, you make a decision. If I'm walking after the flesh, I'm going to sin. If I'm walking after the Spirit, I'm not going to sin. Because the Spirit, those that are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit leads you. He'll never lead you to sin. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. So if I go and I sin, I'm walking after my flesh. Right. Maybe the devil told me to do it, but I still did it. Right. So when you read it that way and you see there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus who walked not after the flesh but after the Spirit, that tells me if I walked and I sinned and I did something according to my flesh, then there's condemnation.
There is a difference between regret and condemnation. It's okay to be regretful, but not to be condemned.
Does that make sense? And so I read it from one that's not in the original text. And I always had that one in the King James. And God started to clear this up for me. Because I thought, well, now hang on a second. If I sin, then that means I'm definitely in condemnation. And that means I can't come near God because I'm condemned. Let me tell you what's condemned. Sin. And the gavel has fallen down on sin. It's been judged. It has been judged. Sin has been judged. Sin has been judged. It was judged on Jesus Christ when he became sin for us. He never sinned. He was without sin. He became sin for us. Sin was judged right there. That's why he said, my Father, why for hast thou forsaken me? Because God could not be in the presence of sin. And God had to turn his back on his Son for the first time ever. Yes. Sin was judged right there. On Jesus Christ. That means I don't have to pay again. Amen. So I'm under grace because I've received Jesus, but I'm not free to sin. Amen. Watch here, verse 2. We're talking about if I'm not under the law, then what? So it says here, there's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ, for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. So he's saying here, if you're in Jesus Christ, you're not under condemnation because the law of the Spirit of life that comes into you through Jesus Christ and what he did for us, the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. I am free from that law of sin. And I'm free from the law of death. I'm going to live for eternity with God Almighty. Death is to live with the devil. We're all going to live for eternity. Every one of us. But the choice and decisions you make here while you're in the earth will determine if you're going to live with God the Father, if you're going to live with devil the liar. And if you choose devil the liar by not believing Jesus and receiving Jesus, it's your decision. You can have it. Go for it. I suggest you don't. God said, he said, I put before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that you and your seed may live. And I chose life. And myself and my children have received Christ. They've received life as well. If I didn't receive life, who knows what they would have received. Amen. That's in Deuteronomy. And so the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. The power of sin and death has been eclipsed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Did you hear what I just said? The power of sin and the power of death has been eclipsed by the power of the Holy Spirit. He's taken that thing away from our life. The Spirit breathes life into mortal sin-infested bodies and turns it around. Because of what Jesus did for us, he brings life to a sinful, sin-infested, corrupt spirit and turns it around because of what Jesus Christ did for us. Amen. Listen, he sent Jesus in the likeness of sinful flesh, and God judged that completely. Sin has been judged. Sin has been judged. When Jesus hung on that cross, he became sin for us. God had to judge sin there. And we don't have to face that judgment because of what Jesus faced. Thank God, Jesus. Amen. So now, there's no condemnation for anybody who's in Christ Jesus. And it says here in verse 9, watch here. But you do not live in the flesh. You live in the Spirit. Assuming, of course, that the Spirit of God lives inside of you. If you're born again, right? The truth is that anyone who does not have the Spirit of the anointed Christ living within does not belong to God. The Amplified says he's not a child of God. So he says, you do not live in the flesh. You live in the Spirit. If, or assuming, of course, that the Spirit of God lives inside of you. That means you became born again. If you receive Jesus, the Spirit of God lives inside of you. So now his assumption is we're born again. Therefore, you're not living in the flesh. You're living in the Spirit. I wish God just took our... It would have been nice if he made us all robots and said, you will not sin again. And we go, biddy, 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 yes, God, biddy, 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 biddy. Right? Wouldn't it be marvelous? But he's still giving us freedom to choose. We got a will.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Hi, I'm Pastor Christian of Exponential Church. I get asked all the time, what does exponential mean? Exponential simply means to grow by multiplying. You may think that you don't need church to grow as a person, but you'll never experience the exponential growth that God wants to see in you without it. I'd like to invite you to Exponential Church this Sunday at 10:30 a.m. at the Renaissance Charter School at Tradition in Port St. Lucie. Find us online at expochurch.com. That's expochurch.com.